I mentioned that Skeens is already in the conversation for the best pitcher in baseball. He leads the National League in strikeouts per nine innings. He is striking out 12.4 men per nine innings. It is literally, I use that word twice now. I sound like I'm like a Valley girl or something. He's already the best pitcher in the National League at getting guys to swing and miss, major league hitters. The hardest guy to make contact off of in the National League is Paul Skeens. And he's made a half dozen starts. He's harder than anyone. Tyler Glass now, by the way, is second on this list, which is a cautionary tale and is really a lesson to be learned there. The Pirates, the way that they screwed that up and then shipped him out in the Chris Archer trade. Skeens is one, Glass now is two. Paul Skeens is fourth among starting pitchers in ERA. Ronaldo Lopez in Atlanta, Ranger Suarez, who's having a career year in Philly, and then maybe the guy ultimately who will give Skeens the most competition for Rookie of the Year, and that is Shota Imanaga, the import the Cubs brought him in, a very not an expensive deal whatsoever. And he's got one of the best ERAs, third in the National League. And then you've got Skeens. Fourth in ERA, best pitcher in the National League at strikeouts per nine innings. So strikeout numbers, not raw numbers because he's not going seven, eight innings every game. But on a per batter, per inning basis, there's no one better than Paul Skeens. And we are in this is like the first chapter of his career. This is like a Stephen King novel or one of those Game of Thrones books or Harry Potter. There are 700 pages and we barely cracked the spine. We're like on page 40 right now, hopefully. So, I don't know. I mean, I'll phrase it this way. Like, are there actually fans out there that won't get invested in this because you're thinking, well, in 6 years he's going to pitch for the Yankees? Or the Red Sox, or the Dodgers, like, do you really forecast that far ahead and prevent yourself from watching one of the best shows in professional sports right now? Every fifth or sixth day this pitches because of that? The Pirates got their cake and they're getting to eat it too with Skeens. They moved him back a day after he pitched 100 innings against the Cardinals. He probably didn't mind that because Coors Field is a really tough place to pitch. And plus the games against the Reds count double because you're facing a team in your own division. So you get a win, you hand them a loss. That's great news. These direct competition games in the NL Central, they should be playing more NL Central games. I hate the way the NFL now does the balanced scheduling. And you went with a bullpen game yesterday with Fleming on the mound. You win and you got Skeens the extra rest. And you'd rather have Paul Skeens start a game against the Reds than against the last place Rockies. So 412-928-9370, I would like to hear some people on this topic, and we will start with Brad, who's on the fan. Hello, Brad.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Brad. What up, man?
Hey, not much. Just wanted to say it's been awesome watching Skeens pitch. We need to get a bat or two to go with him because the time is now. For the Pirates to be able to succeed.
I agree with that.
Because, like you said, we might not have them for long, so who knows?
Yeah, but do you allow that to seep into your brain when you're watching him blow 102 by people and throwing splinkers that guys are swinging at and they're laughing on their way back to the dugout? Like, are you consciously, like, worried that we're not going to have them for long?
No, I do think about it. I mean, it's fun to watch, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, you want it to go somewhere.
All right, so let me ask you a very direct question then. Do you think Paul Skeens will win a playoff game in Pittsburgh?
I do. I think it's going to happen. I don't know about this year, but I do think they are finally going to come around, if not in the offseason here, and make a move or two to get a couple guys in here that are more consistent at hitting the ball.
All right, thank you, Brad. All right, so that sounds like someone who is cautiously optimistic about this whole thing. who likes watching Skeens pitch, but is keeping their fingers crossed that the Pirates do something with it. I get that. Here is Holden next. Hello, Holden.
Hey, Pony. How are you?
Hey, man.
So, yeah, I would definitely say it's changed my outlook on it. I actually live in Washington, D.C., originally from the Pittsburgh area. And I went to my first game since 2018 when Skeens pitched against the Dodgers. And we looked at, I knew I was coming home, so looked at the schedule about 3 weeks out to figure out when he was going to pitch, just doing a little simple math.
Yep.
But it's definitely been a big influence on that. I bought MLB TV to watch all the out-of-market games just because of the excitement around it. And I used to go to around like 20 to 30 home games during the fun times back in 2013 through 2015. And so this was the first time since then where it feels like there's any, you know, real excitement around the team. And so it's definitely changed my outlook on
that.
So
he's brought the excitement back for you then?
Yeah, 1,000%.
I want to know if there's other people like that out there at 412-928-9370. That sounds like a guy whose Pirates fandom went completely on the back burner, was ambivalent about things, and one guy changed all of that. Would you say the same thing about your interest level in the Pirates because of Paul Skeens? Yes or no? 412-928-9370. Here is Terry down in Morgantown. Hello, Terry.
Hey, Pony. How you doing?
Do you know Adam Crowley?
No, but he should come down here. I know of him. I know some other people, maybe that burger guy or something.
Did you know that he went to college at West Virginia?
Yeah, he's damn near perfect.
Yeah. Not the smartest, no. But that's all right.
No, but that's all right. Hey, you know what? I think I'm on board with Skeens. And other people need to savor the moment and enjoy the fact that we got somebody that everybody else is looking at.
I agree with them. Did you see the fans in St. Louis giving him a standing ovation, Terry?
Yes. And why they do that? Because they understand what we got. We're one hitter away. I understand that. But I think if everybody doesn't jump on board with this, Skeens, Jones, and even Falter, I mean.
Don't forget about Keller.
Team. Oh, yeah. We don't count him anymore. Isn't that funny?
Hey, Terry, everybody, I got a question for you.
Yes,
how
sir.
Old are you?
I'm 65 years old.
So you're 65. Congratulations on all your success. That means you've watched baseball for a very long time. You watched the Pirates win a World Series in your lifetime. How many pitchers do you think you've seen pitch for the Pirates who are as good as Skeens? Not talking about their win-loss record or strikeouts in a season or Cy Young Awards or anything like that, but just the Terry and Morgantown eye test. How many guys do you think you've seen pitch who are better than what you've seen from Skeens so far?
I haven't seen any, to be honest with you. That's what's crazy.
Thank you, Terry. I mean, that makes my point. So that is a man that has watched a lot of good Pirates baseball, and he hasn't seen anybody like this guy. And he's going to pitch again on our airwaves at 6:40, and maybe some of you are headed down to the game to watch. Usually games in the summer on a Monday night might do 15,000 fans. I'm guessing it'll be closer to 20, maybe even more than that, just based on some of the things I've already seen on the ticket websites for tonight's game. Great thing for the Pirates. They got everything. They got a win yesterday in Colorado for moving him back. He got more rest. They'll get the revenue of him pitching here tonight because fans want to watch him. And we've already heard people say that they're more into the Pirates this year because of Skeens. Dude got MLB TV, came up here for a game. My man in Morgantown's watching him and thinks they have a chance. So I'd love to hear what Paul Skeens has done for you at 412-928-9370. Has it got you back on the bandwagon? Has it renewed your interest in Pirates baseball? 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Steiner Associates fan text line. Right now is Sean Myers' headline.
Sean Myers telling you that the Pirates claimed a series victory yesterday in Colorado against the Rockies by way of their 8-2 win. Josh Fleming went four scoreless innings, giving up just four hits. Jason DeLay had three RBIs in his return to the lineup. Cincinnati in town tonight at PNC to face the Pirates. 6:40, the first pitch. Paul Skeens will be throwing it. Our coverage on 93.7 The Fan begins at 5:45 and is presented by Pella Windows. Headlines are powered by Bowser and Genesis Monroeville. Now open for more. You can check out 93.7thefan.com. Malzie.
Chris Muller here for Shorkey Mitsubishi. the place where they want to help you stretch your dollar. They know you're looking for value, and they want to rock the summer savings for you. They want you to get into a great-looking, a tech-filled, so all the bells and whistles. I love those modern conveniences and affordable SUV, and one that gives you peace of mind, too, because it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. They've got 7-passenger Outlanders at Shorkey right now, just $29.99, or you can choose 3.99% financing for 60 months with a $1,000 rebate. Or Outlander Sports, now only $24.99, Eclipse Cross is just $27.77, or choose 4.99% financing for 72 months with a $500 rebate. You get a ton from Mitsubishi. You get even more from Shorkey Mitsubishi. They're going to throw in 2 years of prepaid maintenance as well. It's time for you to find the Mitsu that fits you in Western Pennsylvania's best inventory, and you can shop it online right now at ShorkeyMitsubishi.com.
Paul Skeens going to pitch tonight. I think the weather is going to cooperate, although things look scary here in Greentree right now, and I guess north of the city, thunderstorms have already swept through and people are without power, so if you're driving up there right now, be careful. And if you're driving where we are in Greentree, get ready for it. Hopefully all that will have moved out by the time I leave here and drive home. No Mulsey, he's in Myrtle Beach. No Donnie, he's in Ocean City. And so it's just me until the leadoff show. Talking about Paul Skeens and the impact he's had on you as a Pirates fan. Has he gotten you back into the Pirates, more interested in them? Every one of his starts to me seems like a massive deal. I make sure I don't just passively watch the game or listen to the game when he's pitching. I treat it like it's almost a playoff game where I have to watch every single pitch in every single moment of the game. For my money, the three best things in Pittsburgh sports right now are as follows. TJ Watt rushing the passer, a Sidney Crosby shift, and Paul Skeens throwing a baseball. Then you could see, you could say O'Neill Cruz when he makes hard contact. That's pretty neat. And George Pickens when he makes a play downfield or catches the ball in open space. But those would be honorable mentions for me behind Watt getting after the quarterback, a Crosby shift, and then Skeens throwing a baseball. We've already heard from a few people that have said their fandom or level of interest has changed this year because of Skeens. A few others that are just waiting for the shoe to drop, for the Pirates to blow it, or for Skeens to get traded to a big market team, which is a pretty defeatist way of looking at it, and also deprives you of watching one of the great phenoms in baseball history pitch in our town. 412-928-9370. Let's go back to the phones with Sean Myers producing. We have Neil on the fan. Hello, Neil.
Hey.
Hi, Neil.
So I got a question for you. I mean, first of all, I want to say that Skeens has made the Pirates appointment television, and it's been the first since probably the good old days in the early 2010s. But my question for you is how much success does he have before Pirates fans, you know, you've been around the city long enough, before
sure.
Everybody starts with the, you know, the doom and gloom. How much success does he need to have before it's, you know, that kind of washes away? Because for me, I mean, if you told me that we would win a World Series in 28 and he'd be gone the next year, I'd say thank you for your service.
Agreed. If people bitched and complained about that, then they'd never be happy. They would fall into the category of, you know, you win the lottery and then you complain about the taxes afterwards. If that's right. Your reaction to him pitching and winning a World Series here. I expect him to win more playoff games in a Pirates uniform as a starting pitcher than any Pirate pitcher in my lifetime. So
yeah, I can agree with that.
Pull up Drabeck's numbers. Gerrit Cole only won game 2 of the Cardinals series. Liriano won two, so I guess that would be the score to beat from the last era of Pirates. He won the wild card game against the Reds and then game three against St. Louis. So, yeah, that's bare minimum. I mean, I expect him to win Cy Young Awards, and I expect him to be the best pitcher in baseball. And I think he's already close to that. It is not out of the question that Skeens is going to win the NL Rookie of the Year and win the NL Cy Young and be the first guy to do it since Fernando Valenzuela in 81. When you look at the best pitchers in the National League, it's not an insane thought. 412-928-9370. Here is Mark on the fan. Hello, Mark.
I got to go back 48 years to find anybody close to Paul Skeens, and that was when John Candelaria, his rookie year in 1976, he was 16-7 with a 3.15 ERA. The next year, he won 20 games in 77. And in 76, also, Mark Friedrich sold out a million ballparks before he hurt his arm.
The Birdman.
And I think Paul Skeens is about as close as you can. But I really like Paul. I met him, and he's humble. He's a polite guy.
Yes, very much so. I agree with that, Mark.
And if the Pirates can anyway sign him, but
Mark, I've watched a lot of the old games from the 70s, whether that's on YouTube or now actually Sportsnet Pittsburgh shows a lot of them. Candelaria was an outstanding pitcher, but he did not just completely demoralize hitters, embarrass hitters, and blow hitters away the way that Skeens does.
He was a finesse guy, but he was consistent.
Right.
But the last thing, I don't think you realize this, Andrew, but there's new rules in baseball. If Skeens wins Rookie of the Year, I believe he gets credit for 1 year full service time.
Yep.
So he might only have 5 years left in the book.
Yeah. Well, I'm fine with that. I'll cross that bridge when I get there. If he's that good this year, I think he could have what Jake Arrieta did for the Cubs in 2015. And the way he pitched in the second half of the season, and unfortunately the Pirates were on the wrong end of that in the wild card game, I think he can have that kind of effect when he pitches on this club, where it's just overwhelmingly dominant, and you feel like if you get one run, you're in good shape, until the bullpen comes in and potentially blows it. Here is Will on the fan. Hello, Will.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good to talk to you, Will.
Yeah, thank you very much. So My question is kind of the threshold where would Bob Nutting be with this whole situation? Like, is it just enough to catch this revenue from Paul Skeens pitching and drawing all this attention, which I'm a big fan. I'm on my way to the game now. It's exciting, but is it enough to build a team around him to continue this, or do we have a year or two of watching him dominate and then all of a sudden we just fail on all the other ends?
Well, here's how I would answer that. I don't really think it's smart to want to build around pitchers for a long period of time, because the shelf life on these guys are so unpredictable with arm injuries now that I would not want to try to like circle a year 5 or 6 years from now. I would try to win like hell in the next 2 or 3 years, because
absolutely,
you know what, like, he's going to probably demand. He doesn't have the same agent. He doesn't have a Scott Boras representative. But, I mean, would it shock you if 3 years from now he thinks he's a $50 million a year pitcher? Not me. What's Cole making, 35? So,
right, not at all.
So I think you've got to look at it like you've got like a 4 or 5 year window with him. And, you know, maybe the only thing I will give the Pirates credit for is they did coax Keller into taking some of those free agent years off the table and signing a long-term deal to make more money now and to give the Pirates a couple of those free agent seasons. Because he's not represented by Boras, maybe the Pirates can do the same thing with Skeens. So instead of like 6 years with him, maybe you do have 7 or 8. You know, again, provided that, knock on wood, he's healthy. Like right now, he's just a joy to watch, and he's cut from a different cloth, and major league hitters have no clue what they're doing against him for the most part. If he's healthy, I don't really see that changing. He's constantly adding to his repertoire like the splinker. His work ethic is impeccable. He throws harder, consistently harder than anybody. Guys who threw hard like him who were starters who broke down, Jacob DeGrom, for example, weren't 6'6 and big and strong like Skeens. They were more wiry, sinewy guys. You know, Gerrit Cole, up until this year, kind of built like Skeens, never had any arm injuries. So, you know, he gives me optimism for the Pirates moving forward. I agree with the people that have called in and said for this year's team, though, they've got to add at least one legitimate hitter for me to start taking them seriously. Has Paul Skeens brought you back to the Pirates? Is there a renewed interest in them for you because of Skeens? How into Skeens are you? Are you going to games? Are you buying his cards? Are you buying his jersey? Are you watching him every night? 412-928-9370. Do you think the Pirates will win with him? Are you still in the wait-and-see mode? All those questions are on the table right now at 412-928-9370. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Bucko Minute is next with some of your calls, and then it's the leadoff show. But first, a message from Sean Myers.
Sean Myers bringing you fan headlines. Yesterday at the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, number two, Bryson DeChambeau captured his second championship. He was 6 under, 1 stroke better than Rory McIlroy. Also yesterday, the Pirates claimed an 8-2 victory against the Rockies to win that series. They're back home and welcoming the Cincinnati Reds to town tonight at 6:40. Paul Skeens gets the start. Our coverage on 93.7 The Fan begins in 20 minutes and is presented by Pella Windows. Headlines are powered by Bowser and Genesis of Monroeville. Now open for more. You can check out 93.7thefan.com. Pony.
All right, thank you so much. Sean, let's talk right now about Regenesis. You got man boobs, blubber, flab, jowls, double chin. You hate the way you look and feel. You get done with a weekend of having some fun and you look in the mirror and you're like, damn, what's happened to me? You look at pictures of yourself from Father's Day weekend. You're like, my God, have I let myself go? Well, why don't you start feeling better than you did in your 20s? And it starts with a call to Regenesis. Free physician consult and free blood work today. They believe they can get you looking better than you ever have. Freebloodwork.com. It's Regenesis. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. One of our listeners points out on Skeens getting some national love. If you're outside of Pittsburgh, you can watch tonight's game on Fox Sports 1. They're taking the Pirates and Reds. I don't know if they're using Fox announcers. What do you think, Sean? Will it just be like, is this like kind of like when MLB Network takes games and it's the local guys? Or do you think if it's on FS1, that means?
I think FS1 usually has their own guys. I know they have like that Saturday night game that's definitely their own crew. I don't know what they do during the week. But I think it kind of came up pretty recently, right? I don't know if that was the plan until maybe they moved Skeens back a couple days ago.
So Skeens versus Ellie De La Cruz. Appointment viewing for sure. 412-928-9370, getting your reaction to another Skeens start and how Paul Skeens has affected your Pirates fandom and your sports viewing and watching and your give a damn in the Pirates and all of those things if you've gotten on the bandwagon because of him. 412-928-9370. Let's talk to Andrew in Chippewa. Hello, Andrew.
I'm on.
Hey, he's on. You're on, brother. You're on. What's up?
I'm on. What's up?
Yes. Can you hear me? Yes, you're on the air, Andrew.
Oh, hey. So I got to start by saying I'm only 24, so I haven't seen many winning years for the Pirates, but Paul definitely brings us in here to watch him. It's an hour before the game, and I'm right outside the stadium, and I can't say I've seen this many people an hour before a Monday night game.
Have you shaved your beard into a mustache?
I have not. Because I look horrible.
But do you think you might, and then you can tell friends that you did it because of Paul Skeens?
Maybe.
If he throws a no hitter, will you do it?
100%.
Okay.
If he throws a no hitter tonight, I'll do it for you.
And then will you post it online and we can grade it? We can give it a review?
Yeah, I'll do that.
How many tailgate beers for Andrew before tonight's game?
Probably a couple. I'm here with my dad for Father's Day.
Oh, nice.
Kind of taking it easy.
Oh, cool. Well, tell him happy Father's Day for me, Andrew. We'll talk again soon.
Will do. Thank you, sir.
Goodbye. Here's Vince in Penn Hills. Hello, Vince.
Hey, Pony, first-time caller.
Nice.
My daughter's a 99 new high school graduate.
Sweet. And how's she doing? She's putting that degree to good use?
She's doing phenomenal.
Excellent.
Believe me. Best education ever. And watched McNabb and Marvin Harrison, the whole deal, all those years. We loved it up there. And Skeens, Jones, Keller, Falter, I think by the end of the year, these four guys are going to put it together. But what's putting me to sleep right now is Hayes up at bat.
Oh, my God.
Looks like he's asleep. Okay?
Yep.
We need an outfielder. We need an outfielder that can hit other than Reynolds and help these pitchers score runs to win games. That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. I think lost in the Tellez debate, which has died down because he's hitting 400 in June and tacked on a couple RBIs yesterday, so he's not persona non grata anymore. And you've got other things that drive you nuts, like horrible catcher play. Davis still can't figure it out. Then he gets hurt. The Grandal play on Saturday. Sawinski striking out just about every time he's at bat. I think finally now, Pirates fans have shifted their attention to Hayes and how last year's hot finish now seems like a total mirage. And probably the most disconcerting thing is that offensive struggles seem to be following him to the field. Or maybe it's vice versa. Like, he just, maybe the fact that he's not making gold glove plays every night defensively hurts him at the dish. I don't know. But I would agree that all around, he just does not look anywhere close to the guy he was in August and September of last year. And he started the season like he was ready to take off. That contract extension started to look like a bargain again last year at the beginning of this year, and now it doesn't. Now it looks like we're stuck with a light-hitting, slick-fielding, in air quotes, third baseman. I would give his defensive play at third about a B this year, and it's supposed to be an A+. You've got young nucleus players, Hayes, Sawinski, and Davis, who are all varying degrees of lost right now. Here's Jeff on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Pony. How you doing?
I'm good, brother.
I'm trying to be quick here. Long story short, I met you, I think it was Manor Golf Course, when you called my mom.
Oh, yes.
She called you on Jane.
Yeah. Yes. And were you wearing twin stuff that day?
God, you got a great memory. Yes, I was. But long story short, she was a single mom, went to every single game I've ever been in, never missed a half inning.
Yep.
And I called her one night. She hasn't watched a baseball game in 30 years. And I said, Mom, you got to put this on to check this guy out. Now, she has short-term memory, but she does call me every other day and say, hey, when's this guy pitching again?
Well, that's great, Jeff. Tell her I said hi again. That's excellent. Thanks for calling. That's always one of my barometers, actually. Like, if my mom, my grandmother, unless it's basketball or gambling, which she's in on all the time, but when these athletes start to get on their radar, that's always a good gauge for me that someone has massive crossover popularity. And Look, I think locally, Skeens has that for sure, but I think he's even starting to register nationally now. And Strasburg did that in 2010. When I first started working here in 2010, I was just talking to my personal trainer about this for a second today when we were working out. 2010, we went on the air, and that was when Strasburg debuted, and it was against the Pirates. We remember how that went. What was it, 14 strikeouts, and Delwin Young hit a home run. I went down to Washington to watch him pitch in person. I wanted to see what it was like up close, and I made sure I was there for Skeens' first start. And as I said before during this conversation, if I were single, even if I were married right now without Stella, I would probably be at tonight's game. But when you've got an 11-month-old and you're working from 2 to 6, you want to be able to get home and hang out with her before she goes to bed. So that's really the only reason why I won't be at tonight's game. But I can assure you, as soon as I get home, provided this thunderstorm doesn't wreak havoc, I will put the game on immediately. Let's see tonight here before we hand things off to Zangrilli, because FanDuel always puts up unique odds on Skeens. They know that there's huge interest in Skeens. Let's see if we have any special ones tonight. We do. Paul Skeens to go 3 up, 3 down in the first inning, plus 120. I like that. Paul Skeens' first pitch to be somewhere between 100.1 and 101 miles per hour, plus 146. Paul Skeens' over-under strikeouts tonight is 7.5, minus 158 for the over, plus 124 for the under. I would bet the over there. No, I wouldn't. I'd actually go under. And if I get it wrong, that guy Jim who called in earlier said he didn't like me because I get sports bets wrong. Well, now he'll have more ammunition on me. All right, Dan Zangrilli is next with the leadoff show. We'll talk tomorrow at 2 p.m. Team signing off.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.